Good morning. November 23rd, 8:18 a.m. Yesterday was 1-1-2-2-1-1, which I thought was an interesting date. Today is day 23 of NaNoWriMo. I have 7 days to do another 50,000 words. I don't know if I can do it or not. I've got maps. I've got food. I've got a minimum amount of running around that I need to do today, tomorrow. Now, of course, tomorrow is no running around, although I will lose hours to cooking. The book three, I am really psyched to get into this thing. Book two, I'm really happy with the way that it ended. I think yesterday, the bones are there, but it needs a little more meat on it. But it's a good story, I think. And I need to cruise, take advantage of NaNoWriMo to get as much of book three down as I can so that at the end of the month, I've got as much of two books done in rough draft and first draft as possible, which will give me two books, new books coming out. And I've got some audio work for a friend of mine that I'll be putting out. And I also have to get A Light in the Dark recorded and sent over to Tony C. Smith. He's beginning to agitate for it. So I've got stuff to do in December. I've got the new artwork coming. The other book, you know, the cover on Ravenwood, I don't remember who it was, whether it was Tara or somebody made a comment, that it's a great cover if you know what the story is. But as an attracting influence, as a cover to bring in new readers, it's not working. So, yeah, the new cover should be a little bit more genre related. So, let's see what else. Thanksgiving Day is tomorrow. I'm planning on doing a podcast in the morning, just because, that's the kind of guy I am. I need to remember to put my breadcrumbs into soak tonight. I'm going to make cornbread pudding, and I got good croutons. Need to play with that a little bit. I've also got some other things that I want to do. I want to finish up in December. I got to finish up that map. I'm a little disconcerted that I still haven't heard back from the Ryden edits for Double Share. Now, granted, they're not very big, and also granted, the artwork won't take very long, but that was 2 weeks ago. We could go Sunday. So I'm going to have to contact them and find out what's going on there. But today's Wednesday. I got kids home, wife home, and I'm really excited. My arm's a little bit sore, not terrible. Should be a good day. Should be a good day indeed. Walking. I was listening to Slice of Sci-Fi when I started out. I do enjoy Slice of Sci-Fi. The guys there are really, guys and gal there, are really amusing. I realized suddenly this morning that I'm running out of stuff I haven't listened to on my podcast, which is just as well, on my phone, because I've, it's been a week or more since I downloaded and synced up this device. It's probably another 100 hours worth that I've got to listen to that I won't, just because I'm falling behind. It's a little bit warmer this morning. It's almost 40 when I left. The sun is just, I've made the turn. I'm heading southeast, and the sun is shining in my eyes. And it's quite warm, which is good. We like warm. Beats the heck out of cold. So, second book, third book, second book this month. Oh man, if I can pull off two books in 1 month, even rough draft books. Two in a month. It's not 200,000 words, but I'm going to make a heck of a run here. Because I got a 5-day weekend, 1 day to cook, got a pile of leftovers. We got bread. Actually, I may need to go to the store and get more bread. And kids can have sandwiches. I need to write. Put in a good couple hours this morning before lunch. See what I can do about getting this thing with a little momentum behind me. I have to turn off Twitter. Turn off my network. Shut off the phone so it doesn't buzz. I am easily distracted. When the story is flowing, it's really hard to get my attention. Right now, I'm stopped. I'm dead stopped. So it's really easy to distract me with, ooh, pretty. Not work for the new cover design, maps for the new book. Yeah, real easy to distract me. So the I don't know what the something. What I'm thinking about today is food. I don't know why. I actually watched yesterday. Didn't get too carried away over the course of the day. I did have eggs for dinner, which was not a good choice, but kids were supposed to go to karate last night and decided at 5:30 they weren't going to go, which meant I had to hustle to find something to get for dinner. And I did, but it was like, oh, come on. You kids know better than that. I've given them lots of opportunities to say, no, I'm not going to go to karate. And they know that if they don't tell me before 4 o'clock or before 4:30, that it makes preparing dinner a bit on the difficult side because I haven't got planned anything. And it means I have to go to the pantry and start pulling stuff out. Now, the upside is that there's no deadline on the backside in terms of needing to have it done by a certain amount of time. But I don't like eating dinner too late. And so it's like, come on, kids. So, yeah, they're off karate this week. There won't be any karate on Thursday, of course, because it's Thanksgiving. I don't think there's any karate over the weekend. Off we go. Coming up on the easterly turn here. I still haven't figured out really what the conflict is going to be in the last book, the third book. It'll be the third book in the Hermit trilogy, the Hermit of Llama's Wood trilogy. There will be other Tanith Fairport adventures after that, of course. It's too good a character, it's too good a conceit, a world to give up on. I wanna play some more with this idea of what the role of wise women might be in a world where politics and money is largely controlled by men, and to a certain extent, mostly very chauvinist men. And yet there is this subculture, this back culture that's not front and center because it's not male. How does that play out? How does that weave into the factor of, we saw a very egalitarian kind of arrangement in Ravenwood, which turns out to be atypical. So how does this all play out in the front, in the world of Kenneth Fearport and her very odd magic? I'm also trying to figure out what other kinds of magic she might have. There's some interesting ideas, the warding ideas, the protection ideas, the animal dreams. So those are very interesting. So how do we cope with this idea? How does this notion, I don't want to say passive magic, but this notion that there might be something like protective and nurturing magic that comes with the package, so that we're not looking at things like how to light a fire or tossing fireballs around, you know, but rather how do we help the natural world give us what we need in order to thrive and survive. Aha! Yes. She's an herbalist. Of course. Of course. Okay. Good. New magic. I need something that Gertie Pinecrest can help her to learn and can work with her on. So it's going to be important to get that ironed out. There's one key scene in the book, and I'm not sure quite when and where it happened. I know pretty much what it is. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I have to figure out how that all works together. And I think that's all I really want to say. I think it's all I really want to try to plan out. Because the nature of this beast is that when I'm writing, the story tells itself. And if I try to figure out what the story is going to be, then I keep trying to make the story be that. And I have to stop doing that. I found that out in Cape Grace. You need to go back, maybe 20,000 words is 2 days work. So unloading that and starting over again with Cape Grace in a new format might work out well. So 77,900 words starting today. If I can get 90,000 words, that'll be about a 12,000 word day for the day. I don't know if I can make that or not, but it's got a good chance to make it today more than tomorrow. That would be good. That would give me a good kick in the pants in terms of what I need in order to be moving forward. Of course, 20,000 words would be better. Don't know. Depends on how late I can stay up tonight. Might be able to do it. I need to focus. This is going to be the big thing for the day. I need to focus. I don't know how I'm going to be able to focus or if I'm going to be able to focus. If I can, I'm very excited by the possibilities that this 5-day weekend with, granted, kids home, wife home. Even so, wife is doing NaNoWriMo. She's got almost up to par. She's almost where she needs to be in terms of word count. So she's got a week to come up with about 20,000 more words. I've got 2 days to come up with 20,000 more words. It should be interesting to see how we close out the month. I started so strong. I feel kind of like, oh, what happened in the middle? I kind of went, ugh. But truth is, it's I was coming to the end of the story. I should have known better. Yeah. 2020 hindsight, I can't let that hold me down. I have to stop thinking about what happened and start looking forward to what's going to happen. How can I make it better? How can I push ahead? Interesting. Heard a car behind me. Turned around and looked. He's apparently made a U-turn there and went back the other way. Okay then. What else? Dongo Dango. Shiny dirt balls. The kids have been on a Mythbusters marathon for, 2 weeks. And one of the things that they tried to do was polish a poop. And they tried several different ways. So what they came up with was this technique called Dongo Dango, which is Japanese art of shiny balls of dirt, which I suppose is either incredibly elegant or incredibly stupid. I can't quite figure out which one it is because it's dirt and it's shaped with water and your hands and it becomes shiny. And it doesn't seem possible, but it works. So also in December, I want to play with the mud. I want to do something with my hands and my mind that is not involving words, reading, maps, art, well, graphic art, to see how this works. Looking forward to trying it out. But not until December, not until I get these books, at least until I get through November. I've got, today's the 23rd, got till the 30th as an excuse to tell everybody to just piss off because I'm writing. And of course, first I have to go home, get my coffee, get my breakfast, get this podcast loaded, and then I can write. But since I'm coming up to the back gate, that's at most 20 minutes away. Woohoo! So, let me just say, tomorrow is another day.